Meditation. Growing up in the Christian faith, meditation was never mentioned. Bible study and prayer were the only two spiritual practices that I was familiar with. I never thought that meditation was bad or evil. It was just never talked about. And when I heard about meditation, I knew it was just being quiet and sitting quietly and doing nothing. And I was a busy advertising executive. I didn't have time to do nothing. So I never gave meditation any thought. Then one day that all changed. I was a marketing consultant for a company out of the state of Virginia. And there was a conference call that kept getting moved. My son was home from college and we were supposed to have lunch that day. But the lunch kept getting moved, and instead we had to get carry out. And just as we were getting ready to sit down together, I was notified that the conference call was going to start. I was so angry. I was standing at my kitchen counter with the mute button on and my headset on, and I was eating my chicken salad, and I was losing my mind. And when the call was over, I thought, I have got to do something, because I had to let go of this anger. And I remember a meditation CD that a friend had given me. So I popped it into my player, and there was a 10-minute and a 20-minute version. And I figured, well, I could only do nothing for 10 minutes. So I listened to that one. The results were immediate. I calmed down. I loved it so much that I did the 20-minute version the next day. Changes started to happen. The emails that I used to react to, I didn't anymore. I was able to understand what people were saying, and I responded in a positive way. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those started manifesting in my life. And one of the biggest outcomes from meditation has been how much compassion I feel for everything. Out of the blue, I was in my kitchen and a big stink bug was crawling across the kitchen table. Now, I can't tell you how terrified I have been of bugs, and I especially hate bugs in my house. And these bugs look almost prehistoric. They are so gross. But without even thinking, I picked up an empty yogurt container from the recycling bin. I put it over the bug. I scooped him or her off the table, and I immediately took it outside and I let it go. And I just had this instant overwhelming compassion for this bug. Like, why would I kill this bug? And it was so amazing to me. But that's what these contemplative practices will do for you. I had attended an Advent retreat with one of my favorite authors, Wayne Muller, and there were about 50 of us in the room, and he asked how many of you came to meditation out of desperation, and more than half the room raised their hands. I wasn't alone, but that's sometimes the only way that we will ever change, is when something needs to change out of desperation. Or when the pain just becomes too great not to change. Meditation is not emptying the mind. Our minds think. That's what they do. And to contemplate is to think thoughtfully, to plan, to consider deliberately. And the Apostle Paul says in Philippians 4:8-9, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things, and the God of peace will be with you. So meditation is not the absence of thought. It's being in God's presence, and it's letting go of those concerns and those worries that we have. That's why I say that prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening to God. The first meditation I tried had this om sound, and I wasn't really crazy about it. So I created guided meditations that could be used quietly and used anywhere. And the meditations are focused on being in God's presence, combined with beautiful original music. You can listen to samples on the links below, as well as to a guided meditation called Breathe in Peace and Breathe Out Fear that you can link to so that you know what it's like to experience guided meditation. Meditation has transformed my life, and I know that it will help to transform